We may not be aware of it, but ordinary family homes in the United States, and indeed the rest of the world, are not energy efficient. Most of their energy goes to heating and cooling, and a lot of it is wasted as warm and cool air escape through fireplace chimneys and thin and poorly fitting windows and doors, and because of inadequate insulation. A passive house loses almost none.
Imagine a thermos. You have insulation everywhere, and it's basically completely sealed. And so the idea is to build a house, not unlike a thermos. So the windows are sealed in triple glaze. There's insulation completely surrounding the building, and we make it as airtight as possible.
This 147 square meter passive house, recently presented as a demonstration unit just outside Washington, D.C., was prefabricated and brought to the site in two boxes.
Once it's set and put together, it takes roughly 3 or 4 weeks to go ahead and finish the areas of drywall that weren't done, to put down carpeting if it's not in the room, to put final touches in. But honestly, if everything is set in place, you could put a house together like this in about 3 to 4 months.
The total cost of building it was $325,000, or about 17% more than constructing an ordinary house. But its estimated utility bill is only around $20 monthly, or 10 times less than for an average house of the same size. While passive houses have been around for a long time, the idea never took root in the United States.
There was no driving force to push it. I think climate change is now becoming a larger issue, and I think building codes are catching on to that. People are becoming more conscious of energy.
Architect David Peabody says the cost of building passive houses could come down.
What really makes sense for truly affordable housing is to do duplexes and fourplexes, because then you've got that bigger volume, you've got less exterior walls, and those exterior costs come way down.
This house will soon be offered to low and median income buyers. George Puttich, VOA News, Washington.